Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We'd love to introduce you to our next guest. I really contend that I'm the only person in the city of Chicago that absolutely loves the Thompson Center. I like it as it is. Now, yeah, there's renovations that need to be done. But Mike Gretschke is a senior chairman and CEO of the Prime Group. How are you today, Mike?
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you.
You've got a big job ahead of you. But it's not like you haven't done this type of thing throughout the region before. So tell us about the deal with the governor and what you plan to do with the Thompson Center.
Well, we have an agreement with the state to acquire the building. Acquire, I should say, about 65% of the building. The state's going to keep six floors, which we're going to renovate for the state, about 35-36% of the building. And we're really doing a complete renovation. Really, the only thing we're probably keeping is the steel structure at the end of the day, because we're putting a brand new curtain wall on the building, redoing the interior atrium, adding a lot of outdoor terraces, activating the roof, installing all new building systems. So it'll have the best technology in terms of indoor air quality and the HVAC system and the like. So it'll be a brand new building, basically, when we're done with it.
Mike, will we recognize it when we walk by, or will its appearance be completely different as well?
Well, you'll recognize it. We've retained the Yon firm as our architects, and we're respecting the building, its massing and the like. But what we're doing is rather having the cosmetic curved screen on the southeast facade of the building. We're opening it up and having outdoor terraces around the building on levels 3, 8, 13, and 17. And the roof will have over 40,000 feet of beautiful outdoor terraces with landscaping and hedge, boxwood hedge railings and the like. It'll be very beautiful. So it'll be slightly different, but the basic massing and the look of the building will remain.
I served on the Illinois Arts Council for about 10 years, so I went to all my meetings in that building and just fell in love with it. I love standing in the atrium, but I really can't find anybody else who loves that building as much as I do. Preservationists
have
always...
Well, you have
one on the phone. Oh, you like it too? Good. Thanks, Mike.
We wouldn't have bought it if we didn't think it was an unbelievable opportunity. It's let's call it a diamond in the rough. All we have to do is bring out its best features, including the atrium and the like.
I used to buy my clothes at the Jay Riggins there in the 80s. Are you going to bring that back, Mike?
The Jay Riggins, I don't recall. I apologize.
And what about preservationists? Are they on board with this plan, or are they still arguing that it needs to stay in its current state?
Well, no, the preservationists, are very, and by and large, very supportive of what we're doing, because we're preserving the building in a sense. But the biggest problem with the building was the curtain wall, because it was not clear vision glass. The interior of the building was very dark. It was a 2.5-foot spandrel, meaning that there was a window only every 2.5 feet, then a solid panel, then a window and a solid panel, and then there was a solid wall when you were in an office that was 3 feet high. So it was really dark and gloomy because the curtain wall had very little vision glass. Now the building will have floor-to-ceiling vision glass, 10-foot high, letting natural light in. The image when you're inside the building will be totally different. But that was also creating a lot of thermal problems and HVAC problems, and that'll all be rectified with the new curtain wall.
And you're estimating that you'll be able to slash energy costs by half?
Probably at least half. Number one, for example, the atrium in the building is almost has the volume of the United Center. And no longer will we need to heat and cool the atrium because we're enclosing the offices on the inside. Right now, all those 17 office floors are all open to the atrium, which creates a noise problem, HVAC problem, security, etc. There'll be a beautiful wall now that encloses all of the office floors, so there's no reason to heat the space above the first two levels when you're standing in the atrium. There's no reason to heat it 200 feet in the air. Now, there'll be exhaust to have fresh air always circulate through the atrium, but it won't be conditioned air completely. That's a huge savings. And then just being able to have an insulated curtain wall with modern glass technologies for heat gain and sun glare and the like, it'll be at least a 50% savings.
Mike, as the chairman of the Prime Group, we're talking about what is going to happen to the James R. Thompson Center in the Loop. And I know from attending meetings in there that every bathroom on every floor needs to be redone. And you said you're going to take over 66% of it and you're going to redo all of it. So why do you only take 66%?
Well, because the state is going to retain ownership of floors 4 through 9.
And will the governor's office be moved to those floors? I believe it's above there now.
The governor, I believe, is moving to the building they bought at 550 West Monroe. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General will stay in the building, and a variety, I think about 9 other smaller state agencies. But there'll be about close to 2,000 state employees will stay in the building.
And, you know, back when Rahm Emanuel had a say, when he was mayor, he was, pushing back on Governor Bruce Rauner's idea of selling the Thompson Center, saying he wasn't going to stick it to Chicago taxpayers, and it had a $100 million tab. At the end of the day, what is this going to cost?
Well, the whole project will be close to 300, well, not close, it'll be $300 million, depends on the tenant finish. Some tenants will spend $100, some will spend $250. So the final total cost will be somewhere between $300 and $400 million for the total renovation, hard and soft costs.
And when do you think it'll be done?
The end of 2024. I'd say fourth quarter is our time frame.
Well, I'm excited because I love the building. I'm excited that you're going to update it and see what you have to offer, and especially that there will actually be terraces. And you're telling me the top will actually have a garden as well?
Yes, the entire roof, if you look down on the building from an adjacent building, it's a beautiful flat roof that's pretty clean. There's some air intake vents that have to, be maintained. But, of course, we can put landscaping around the intake vents. But a lot of the roof will be available to activate. And people will be able to actually look down into the atrium from the roof because the atrium, as you know, has the sort of the top hat on the roof, and it's all glass. So it'll be a very very interesting experience for drinking and dining and relaxing up there.
I can't wait to see your work. I can't wait to see it completed. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.